Would it be fair to say that, again, my colleague who said that Latin is a source code for Western civilization, that all of these major disciplines, at least most of them, that grew up in Western civilization have Latin as their DNA? You know, the science evolved and developed in a Latin-speaking culture. So the nomenclature, as you mentioned, is all Latin-based. But what other disciplines that have grown up in Western civilization have DNA, have Latin as their DNA? The sciences, scientia, means knowledge, and we get science from that. What are some of the other disciplines that are also steeped in Latin?
Well, I think a very practical one is also modern languages. You have the five, what are categorized as the five Romance languages are French, Spanish, Italian, Romanian, and Portuguese. All five of those are directly derived from Latin. You can see that largely in their vocabulary, also in their grammatical structure. Mm-hmm. I studied Italian in college, and reading and writing the language came very easily to me because the similarities between Italian and Latin are so strong. Mm-hmm. And even past those five, there are numerous smaller languages that are just not as commonplace that are also spins off of those five or derived from Latin as well. Let's see, another one I think, too, for us in modern-day America is our government structure. Mm-hmm. You go back and look at the Founding Fathers, they looked to men like Polybius and the Greeks and the Romans, looking at their types of governmental structures in order to frame ours. Mm-hmm. The writings of Cicero influenced them, and other such philosophers that even were affected by Cicero and Plato. Mm-hmm. So I think, too, there's really a study of the language Latin and the history and culture that Latin contains within it is learning more about our own country and our own birth as well.
How about creative writers? Say you have a few students who want to be writers, love poetry, maybe aspire to be novelists and such, or journalists, people who are going to be writing professionally as reporters or journalists. Is Latin going to be helpful for them?
Oh, I think so. I think if Latin was helpful for men like Shakespeare and John Milton and C.S. Lewis, I think it couldn't hurt us too much either. And I have a couple of students in particular that really aspire to be writers. Mm-hmm. And I can see already how the study of Latin is really influencing and shaping what they write. Mm-hmm. Because as you study Latin and you read Latin, you're looking very carefully at word choice. Mm-hmm. What word did he choose? Mm-hmm. How did he place that word on the page in juxtaposition to the other words around it? Mm-hmm. And you begin to see that these authors, not just poetry, but also in prose, in storytelling, they're really craftsmen. Mm-hmm. I connect them to artists. You know, as an artist has a canvas, and he has to carefully choose hues of color, and which type of brush he's going to use to make the stroke on the canvas, so a writer has to carefully choose which word, which shade of meaning am I going to use? Mm-hmm. How am I going to place that on my paper? Where am I going to place it in relationship? Am I going to use it first and foremost, or later on, or next to this word? And I think because Latin is not our native tongue, when we begin looking at this in the context of Virgil or Cicero, we begin to really appreciate their skill, that they are master craftsmen of words. Mm-hmm. And I do see that coming into my students and their writing, and they're producing some wonderful things. I can't wait to see what God is going to do with them.